And one of the things we also have to think about talking about history is the utilization of conservation through that time. The city of Corpus Christi in the region has been very proactive on conservation. We've lived through the droughts of record in this area, and we've reacted after those droughts. So we can't forget the first strategy that is always on our minds, and we continue to this day doing the little things. When I go out and I talk to the community and I talk to individuals, it's about what we can do every day to conserve water. Making sure that you use the washer and dryer, or you use the sink as a way of trying to wash your dishes efficiently and effectively as possible. And those are the things that we teach and we try to communicate to our customers with hand in hand with developing a new water supply.
You were talking about the water sources that we contract from Lake Texan and Bay City. Just got a emailed question here from a gentleman named Jack. How will desalination affect the water sources from contracted supplies from Lake Texan and Bay City? Any effect at all there?
No, they wouldn't have an effect all. Any effect? It would be hand in hand. It would be a backbone. Desalination provides a drought-resistant water supply, or drought-proof water supply that would be a backbone to our entire portfolio. And it's about, you know, trying to diversify. We look at our water sources still as surface water-based sources. And right. So desalination would provide that backbone to our water supply.
And when we talk about the water supply, we're talking also some options, and I'm looking at a couple of things. We're talking about groundwater and coastal aquifers, desal. Have all of these been looked at closely by various groups?
Yes, they have, Ron. So about maybe 18 months ago, back in late 2018, the city issued a request for information, or kind of like a request for proposals, mm-hmm. and we asked the region, the country, the world, really, we want some water choices for Corpus Christi. Tell us what you got. And we had about 10, 11 proposals that came in, maybe about a dozen or so, depending on how you look at them. And just recently, just last week, we brought those companies back again right. to give updated and more information to City Council. And the striking thing is this, is that of the 10 proposals that came back last week on Tuesday, six of them were for desalination, six.
Now with those presentations, I'm gonna pick on that yeah. one a little bit. With those presentations, were they similar, different? How are those six presentations?
Yeah, they were different companies. On the desal side, the approach is how you make the water is similar.
Right.
But the method of procurement for the city, whether we would operate the plant and own it or they would, whether it would be a take or pay contract, those are some of the differences that existed in each of the contract proposals. But one key thing is the preponderance were for desal. And then you had four that were not desal. Two were groundwater mm-hmm. and two were reuse of our effluent that comes out of our wastewater treatment plant. So the key thing is desal is a common water source being recommended by professionals in the industry. That's an important fact for the people to know.
And apparently, looking at an article here from just a couple of years back, is that desalination is not really modern science. It's been used yeah. eons. And only now are we starting to utilize our technology to utilize that particular salty water yeah. into use for not only humans, but pretty much everything else around us.
Right, Jason can give, we were talking last night on our way out, there's over 100 desal plants in the world. Jason, is that right?
In Texas.
1,000, okay.
There's 100 in Texas.
100, okay.
Brackish groundwater.
So over 1,000 in the world then, right, of desal plants?
For seawater, yes, sir.
Yeah, so it's not new technology.
It's not new. I know that the Middle East does use a lot of desal.
Yeah, it's a proven technology as well. We're talking about it because the question came up about environmental, what was the question, catastrophes or mm-hmm. hazards? Or
yes, sir.
And there have been none across the decades, across the world, in the places where desal plants exist.
Right, it's a well-understood process. Historically, yeah. it's been thermal. Mm-hmm. So, processes that do require a lot of energy, and you're basically boiling the seawater and then capturing the condensate or the fresh water that comes off. But the technology has really moved to pressurized systems or reverse osmosis. And just in the past 20 years, there have been really significant advances in the energy required for that process. So it's really become something that's feasible. Mm-hmm.
So looking at some of the options here, talking about the water supply and aquifers and additional rights, what are we looking at cost-wise? I think that's probably one of the most important aspects of citizens here is when they look at something like this, the first thing that is going to pop up is how much is this going to cost? What is the benefit of having something like this? I'm open to whoever wants to answer that.
Yeah, let's have Kevin Kevin, can I just add one thing? Is that so we're not doing this project just to do it, right? And I think that message gets lost as we do these types of conversations with the community. The bottom line or the main story is we need more water. This community is close to being at the region, because we serve more than just Corpus Christi. But we're close to being at our maximum point where we can begin to run out of water. We don't want to get to that point, right? So we need more water sources. So the desal is a way to bring more water to the region as a growing city, much like what other Texas cities are doing today. And so the cost, that is a main driver that we've looked at, and these guys will answer. But also last week, not only did the industry confirm that we're on the right track, but desal is a good choice for water. The pricing that they gave us is real consistent with what we've looked at for the cost for our desal plant here in Corpus Christi. And these gentlemen will explain some of the pricing. But.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, so like the city manager was saying about the pricing, that was it was good validation with the six companies that provided pricing, that we were in the range where we're at. And again, where we're at right now with our cost estimations, we're still very high level. And so that as you learn more and your design kind of tightens up, costs naturally decrease. And so right now, what we kind of normalize it out to is about $3.70 per 1,000 gallons. And like the city manager was saying, all the companies, they kind of range 325 up to, 425 or so. And some of them, they did actually provide prices, without power, which would mean the city would have to provide power. And that wasn't estimated in their cost. So we are kind of right there where we're looking at pretty good, with our estimates. Ben and Friesen and Nichols, they have some super consultants. I mean, got Nikolai Vuchkov, who has built, he's designed and built seawater desalination plants around the world. He's written at least four books that I'm aware of. He's also written operations manuals for the American Water Works Association, a number of technical articles. He is a world-renowned expert, and he's on the team helping out the city with our project. Capital-wise, so that $3.70 per 1,000 gallons, that includes the capital cost to actually construct the plant, and also operations and maintenance, the annual operations and maintenance cost incorporated into it. And again, as we continue down the process with our due diligence, it tightens up, and we expect that price to come down. Right now, for the capital, the Texas Water Development Board, the State of Texas Water Development Board, they have approved the city for a low interest 30-year loan for $222 million, up to $222 million. And that was based off of everything that we had done. And again, it's probably on the high end. We're not going to use all that. We're operators, and what we look for is functionality and reliability in the system. And so we're gonna when we go to construction, it's going to be, whatever that cost is. We're not going to use the entire amount. And again, we do expect that cost to come down $3.70 per 1,000 gallons.
Right.
I should add one other thing, too. The city manager mentioned about when we did the RFI that it was kind of out to the world. I had a company contact me last week from Spain, and they're interested, and they wanted to make sure that they were still going to be competitive. And I told them we have not gotten to the acquisition process yet. We are still working on that, but certainly when we get to the acquisition process, it's open to everyone.